Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Bachelorette Season 20, The Final Rose. We made it, although it only took 9 weeks compared to the other Bachelor. But we made it. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You sound so happy about the fact that we're at the end of this. I mean, I thought we were a little upset with the fact that we were rushing the Black Bachelorette out of the door. Like, hey, come on in. Get your ass out. What happened? All of a sudden, your happiness thing's over?
They got people coming. We got to hurry and get this. There's other people coming. You're going to use the space for a short amount of time.
Hey, this fantasy suite needs a little extra. It's got more people signed up for it. I mean, okay, before we get into this final episode, though, what did you think of the season so far? As you're sitting down for this three-hour journey, this three-hour tour through Bachelorette Land, what did you think of this season as a whole, though?
Let me preface this by saying it's not that I wanted more. Mm-hmm. Just say that.
Okay.
What I didn't like about the season, the fact that they rushed through it, mm-hmm. that you don't get a chance to see how the bonds grow,
right,
and all that. You just see, okay, y'all been on 8 dates and you're ready to get married. But there's been a whole lot more activity. You just didn't see it.
Right.
And so I think that's what's a little bit disappointing, of why they rushed through it. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that they were eliminating people quick.
Yes.
Left and right. But there's still some things I didn't like about the show. I have no issue with Charity kissing everybody that she wanted to. I think you should do all that. Hmm. What I thought was odd is, how are you making out with somebody like John and then you don't get a rose right afterwards? Like, you knew you weren't going to give him a rose.
But I'm going to get in his tongue, though.
No, there was a whole lot of those. Like, you made out with this person for no reason. Like, he's not even, they have no shot.
Well, maybe that was the test. Well, let's see if he gets a rope. Nope.
Have you ever been on the fence with somebody and then they kiss you, like, actually, she's pretty cool? No, like, you're on the fence for a reason. So other than that, I didn't think it was too bad. I'm glad it went through. It went by pretty quickly. What about you? What'd you think?
I mean, you know, so the first thing I want to point out, because I've noticed a number of people who have said it in the comments. We know this is not the first Black Bachelorette. Okay. We know about Rachel. We didn't watch that season. We know there'll be another Black Bachelorette, and we won't watch that season either. So just understand, when we started this Bachelor Nation journey was with the Black Bachelor. And that's what that, and because there was another Black Bachelorette, we said, all right, well, let's do this one. It was a suggestion from somebody who said, hey, why don't you cover this since you did the Black Bachelor? So we did the Black Bachelorette number two. So that's the main thing. Other than that, man, I think I really didn't like seeing her tonguing down all the guys. I thought of as a guy, because see, and I guess this is why I have nothing against her doing what she needs to do, because if the guys can do it on The Bachelor, then why can't she do it on The Bachelorette? However, I am not a woman. So therefore, I cannot feel the same thing when Matt James was tonguing down every woman he could. Okay. But as a man, I'm going, how am I going to feel sitting over here watching her tongue down all these dudes? That's why one of the things I had was I didn't like it.
I forget who it was. It wasn't Aaron. I think it was Adrian, mm-hmm. who said that in the Men Tell All, that, look, we know what the show's about. We know that she'd be potentially making out with any one of us, mm-hmm. you know, right in front of us. That's just what she signed up for. So I don't see the big deal in that. But I couldn't go on the show. I could go on The Bachelor, mm-hmm. but I couldn't go on The Bachelorette.
Right. Hey, a couple things before we get into this episode. N says, hi guys, haven't finished watching the finale yet and don't want to be spoiled, so I'm leaving out and we'll watch your review on replay. Appreciate you checking in as we get started. You know,
yes.
I will say this, because I forget which show it was we did, and our thumbnail gave away the answer, and don't give spoilers. I'm like, what spoiler? Like, well, this is why. So, you know, I always appreciate all the feedback. So, and glad you checked in. And hope you enjoy it. And enjoy when you come back to this. Also, and also said this as well too, just to keep going. Says thanks for covering the Bachelorette this season. Still requesting we cover Bachelor in Paradise. At the very least, you can review the Golden Bachelor, or maybe both, or maybe not.
No.
Bachelor Nation has gotten all out of us, man.
Yeah, that's a hard pass. It's just so much, you know, and like Jesse and all the extra,
yes,
you know, pageantry they try to do. Gentlemen, this is the final rose. Cherry, what'd you have to come out there? We see that. They know it. They see it.
Hey, look, man. Jesse is doing great. Okay? He's doing much better than he did in the NFL. Leave that man alone. And Ella Chloe said, they did not only rush, but I think Charity felt obliged to someone. You know, so here's the thing about it. So it was black. But I don't know if I'm going to say that, because I think at the end of the day, we know it's down to Aaron showed up on this last one. So now there's two black people, one white guy. We've said all along who we think is going to be. And as we get through this episode, we'll know exactly who it is, right?
But Charity's been open to race, because when she was on The exactly. Bachelor, it was with a white guy.
So that's, exactly. I'm with you on that. I don't think she felt obligated. And as we'll find out in this episode, her family was cool with whatever she decided to do. Kind of sort of in a roundabout kind of way. Oh. Well, where we left off last time, Aaron showed up and surprised her, because, you know, she was at the pool. Yes, exactly. Well, Charity still reeling from Aaron showing up unexpectedly. And then they get together that night. If I'm Joey or Dotton, I'm like, just count me out right now.
Yeah, I'd be pissed if I was Joey or Dotton on that one. And, you know, Charity's trying to figure out what she wants to do, and, you know, lets us know she has acid reflux because she's stressed about it. But so she sits down with Aaron and asks Aaron, you know, what is it that he wants? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what do you think he wants? He came Fantasy's here. Me. To
feature you. I traveled 25 hours. In-
He wants to be with you. That's what he's been doing to say. Well, I just wanted to see if we can hang out one more time just to see what would happen. Right. So, and I admire Aaron for shooting a shot. But why have him stay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, why have him stay for dinner? If you already knew...
My question there, though, was why is she kissing this man after telling two men she's in love with him? Again, this is where the whole kissing everybody thing gets to me, right? Because she does that. All right, we'll see y'all at the rose ceremony. They have a rose ceremony. Joey walks in, and, you know, his whole thing is saying, you know, it would be hard not to think of, did she go to the fantasy suite with Dotton and Xavier? Well... Then, you know, Xavier wasn't there. Then Dotton shows up and, you know, he says all the right things and asks the question, what if Charity's having the same feeling with the other guys that she's having for me? And then Aaron walks in and they're like,
yeah, they're like, what the hell? And Aaron's just like, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Yes, that was the craziest. And Joey took about four takes. He was like, wait, what the?
I know they all look alike, but wait a minute.
I was about to say that. I know they say they all look alike, but something tells me that's not the same guy.
Wait, does he have a knit needle in his back pocket? No, he doesn't. Who is this guy?
He looks familiar. What the hell happened? Well, Charity walks in, immediately addresses the elephant in the room, right? And this is where, if I was one of the contestants, hey, you ready? Let's leave it with this loser. Because you just told me you love me. You just eliminated this guy and then you let him back in? What's mm-hmm. going on here?
Yeah. I just don't feel, and I get why they did it, because you got to narrow it down. Originally, you were going to narrow it down from 3 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well use this opportunity to embarrass Aaron again and break up with him again on national TV and walk him out again on national TV.
Yeah. The funny thing about that is something B says, bye Aaron, why she waited until the rose ceremony? She's right there with you. It's ridiculous. Aaron knows how to put on his representative. Probably expected to be the next Bachelor. Mm. Well, we find out that he got something else. So, yeah. And we knew it. We already called and said that wouldn't he wasn't going to be the Bachelor. But I think somebody last week said that he was probably either him or Xavier were going to be in Paradise.
Well, because Xavier's in therapy, so maybe he can't go to Paradise right now. Although, from what it sounds like, Xavier's been living in Paradise for a long time.
So. Yeah. So Nance fans is pulling her in a tarot and says, Aaron came back because the producers needed to fill that 3-hour time slot. They could have done the finale in 15 minutes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I was faster. I purposely started last night late. Just so I could start to fast forward through stuff. Because I was like, I couldn't imagine having to sit through all of that and the commercials and everything. It was just brutal.
I will say Hulu was late uploading the show today. Hulu almost caused us to do this tomorrow. I just want to point that out. Well, she gives Joey the first rose, right? Mm-hmm. And then Aaron is looking like, oh, what's going to happen? Then she calls Aaron's name. And like you said, walks about. Yo, I like how Joey was peeking, was like, hey, I think he's leaving. Now, that to me showed they were like, yeah, what the hell is this dude? Now, you're good, bro.
He pulled an HR move. Hey, Aaron, can I talk to you outside for a second? Go ahead and bring your laptop, bring your stuff.
Here's the thing, though. If I'm done, when Charity comes back in, and starts and gives him the rose, I would have cut her off. As she's explaining why Aaron was there, I would have cut her off and said, hey, couldn't you have walked him out before you gave out the first rose? Why'd you make me stand here sweating like this? Mm.
Maybe she just likes to see that glisten. The shine.
So Aaron shows up on the live set and, you know, he said it was a huge risk. He's never put himself out there like that before, even in his 4-year relationship. Aaron's full of it.
Yeah. And, you know, I still don't believe Charity didn't know Aaron was coming to Fiji.
Yeah.
I just don't buy that all this was a surprise, that Aaron on his own, just, I'm going to book an emergency trip to Fiji real quick. And just show up, go to the front desk. Yeah, where Charity at? Charity!
Charity! You right here.
Let me holler at you.
They announced that he's going to Paradise, and he went from being so sad to, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is why we didn't believe him in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a win-win for him, win-win for Charity. So good. They both get to move on, and he gets to have some fun in Paradise with his homeboy, Braden.
So we get to the countdown to engagement day, and we get to see her, Charity's family again. And one of the first things that we notice is her mom, at least I notice, is her mom suggesting that Charity isn't very decisive. I'm like, wait a minute. Well, mom knows best, right?
Yeah. She says she struggles with decisiveness. Mm-hmm. Says you can say you love two people, but you can't put them on the same scale. Yes. So remember we talked about that. Like yep. You can't be in love with two people. I'm like, well, you can, but it's, you know, 55-45, not 50-50. You don't equally love two people.
Because remember, that was the question we threw out there was, you know, can you really be in love with two people? Because she's like, I'm in love with them. I'm in love with you. I'm 100%. She had 200% love to give.
Wait, let me kiss you for a second. I'm in love with you too.
You know, so now it gets down to the point of meeting the family, right? And Joey's first, he brings the charm. And does what he does. He goes all Joey, gives Charity all the credit. And one of the things the mom notices immediately, which, by the way, I got to ask you, because I feel bad. And I don't know if it was just because Hulu uploaded late, forgot to put a couple things up there. Did they put up, what's Charity's mom's name?
I have in my notes, it's Charity's mom.
What about Charity's sister?
Hold on. Let me scroll through. Charity's sibling.
and the paternal figure, Charity's dad. What do you have
him? Charity's dad. Oh, this one. No, this one I got down right. It's Charity's dad.
It's good to know we have identical notes. Okay, wasn't just me. So Charity's mom notices the eye contact immediately, but the first thing she questions is, will he fit into the family? I wonder why she asked that question.
Just wants to know if he'd fit into the family, which I think is anybody's question. Doesn't matter. I don't think it was a race related thing. It's just a question. But I do like how Joey hit the race thing head on.
Immediately. I did like that. I thought it was a great question.
Yeah. I thought it was good that he asked the sister that. Mm-hmm. And even, hey, there's certain experiences I will never experience, mm-hmm. you know, but I want to learn and I want to understand. I was like, that was really a great response, a great thing to say to the sister, because I'm sure their family, even the sister, if they had any issue on the race thing, I think he hit that head on and put it at ease.
So what happened was Joey, it was very evident to me that he had seen... what is that movie that Something New? Remember that movie? You may not have seen it, with Sanaa Lathan. And that she's dating a white guy. And then one thing she talks about is, you know, on the plantation. Certain things she said, he couldn't relate to those things. And what did Joey say from the very beginning? I'll never know what it's like to be in her shoes. He watched that movie and said, I need to say this first.
That's some good stuff. I got to use that. But I mean, it's a great thing for him to call out and understand it and let the family understand that. So I thought Joey did well. And to me, it seemed like he fit in well with the family and they all liked him.
They liked him. I thought Charity's sister asked her a great question when, after she met with Joey and she's talking to Charity, she goes, well, how do you feel? Do you feel like you can be your goofy self around him? Because she knows her sister's goofy. She knows she does wild, crazy stuff. It's like, all right, well, do you feel you can be yourself? I thought that was a great question to ask her as well. And, you know, it was good in that space. So I think he fit in well with the dad. The dad, all we wanted to know was, so you watch sports?
But that's how men connect. First thing is, hey, so you're a sports person? Yeah, who's your team? Now you start to build relationships. Then you start to get down to the, how do you feel? You know, what was your father like? And did you get enough hugs? We don't start out that way. We got to... build a rapport ease in first. Ease into all that.
The way they had it, the dad asked none of that. Dad was just like, "What's sports team? Like, all right, that's fine. You'll be all right." what I like with with the mom, right? But he sat down with Charity's mom. He came out the gate telling the mom, "Like, look, I'm in love with your daughter." And then a mom had some really, because I think we know here very well and very easily. The mom knows Charity very well. She knows her daughter, mm-hmm. and so she asked, "Has she fully opened up to you?" And Joey looks at the camera, winks, and goes, yes, in the fantasy suite.
No, he didn't do that. That wasn't on the episode I saw. Maybe you got some...
I got bootleg Hulu.
Got some gag reels or something released, but he didn't do that.
it was good to see, you know, the mom asking, like, what is he seeing her? He had good answers for everything. And then next was Dotton, who got to meet the family. And what'd you think about him say he gave up a lot work-wise to be on the show, but it's all worth it after meeting Charity?
Nothing. I didn't think anything of it. Because I'm like, okay, so what'd you give up? Mm-hmm. Did you miss out on like $1 million deal? You lose a sale because you wanted to come on the show for love? Mm-hmm. Whatever.
He sits down with Charity's mom, and it feels from the very beginning... because she even says that he's got some big shoes to fill after meeting Joey, right? Like, because Joey set the bar, and he didn't have a low bar. I mean, I know Dotton's tall, but he set the bar high. Dotton's got to climb over that. And one of the things he said, which I made a note of, and I know you probably made a note of this too. He said he's in love with Charity. He's known it for weeks. He's ruthlessly introspective and has looked within, tried to find the holes, but there are none to be found.
Yeah. I thought he was like going to talk himself out of the situation. Cause I'm like, dude, you're talking a lot. Like, pause, slow down, let them ask you questions. And I felt like Charity's mom was looking at him the way Charity looks at everybody. Just like, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you notice, because she even said that she didn't see the same pep in Charity's step with Dotton that she saw when she walked in with Joey.
Right, right. And the first thing, of course, they all know is, God, you're so tall. So when she said big shoes to fill, I'm sure Dotton put them big size 15s on the coffee table. I got it covered. Boom.
You know how many shoes I can fill with this?
Yeah. I'm like, did you catch how the mom says Dotton has that same type of swag of what Charity is used to?
Yes.
Which she said is like choosing something comfortable.
Yeah, she said he feels familiar. He checks the boxes. He feels familiar, which is what Charity usually gravitates towards. The kind of man Charity usually gravitates toward. Thank God she didn't meet Xavier. She might have had PTSD.
No! No, get out my house.
Immediately. This is not your house. It's a resort. It doesn't matter. Get out.
Yeah. I think Dotton and Charity's sister, he said that he's willing to sacrifice for her and all that. So, I mean, he really gave a lot of good answers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can't really say he did anything wrong. But
Charity's sister, she said something about the difference between the two of them.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was getting to, because the sister told, when she was talking with Charity, she said that, you know, yeah, y'all have a certain chemistry, but Joey makes you glow.
Right.
You know, so there was that, because I do think there was a different type of energy, chemistry that you, and energy you saw with Joey and Charity than you did with Dot.
Well, but the one thing she did point out too, because she said that about Joey, but she also said Dotton makes her laugh really hard, and she emphasized that really hard, right? So, and you know,
I don't know, ladies in the comments, would you rather glow or laugh really hard?
Well, it depends. What's the glow for? It's a great question.
You're saying, do you want a relationship where you feel like you're glowing, or do you want a relationship where somebody has you laughing like you just left Cat Williams comedy show?
Well, yeah, no, that's not that funny. Cat Williams is not that funny. Let's be real. Karen says the glow.
Thank you, Karen.
You know,
soul glow.
So Happy Gardner says the soul glow. Oh, so you want Jericho juice all over the couch. Gotcha.
Yeah. You want that Last Dragon kind of love.
I'm surprised nobody said B-O-F-U-M, both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Donna says the glow as well. You know, the one thing I noticed about Joey and Dotton meeting the family was it felt like the family had a conversation with Joey. Mm-hmm. But, and I don't know if it had to do with the editing, because he gave, like you said, it seemed like he gave really long answers. But it felt more like an interview with Dotton, didn't it?
It did. That's what I'm saying. Like, his answers were good. It's almost like watching a pageant, right? When they're asking all these questions and he's just giving really good answers where you're like, wow, that's really good.
Yeah, very true. So Charity gets to talk with the family after and asking for their thoughts. What do you think? What do you, who do you think I should choose? And her mom doesn't want to give her thoughts because she says she doesn't want to confuse Charity more than she's already confused.
Mm-hmm. And I like our mom handled that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're an adult. You chose to go on the show. You pick who you want to be with.
Right.
Don't let me tell you, hey, I really like XYZ person.
Yeah.
Or you know what? You should really get with this.
Right.
Because I feel like that's the same thing that Xavier wanted from his family.
Right.
So for him to feel like he could say that he was falling in love with Charity, he needed his family to confirm, like, yes, she's a good girl.
Right.
He's good. You should do this. Oh, okay. Well, then cool. So I like how her mom handled that and made her have to be the adult.
Well, you can almost see, like, these are the conversations. This is not the first time they've had a conversation like this. You can see Charity and her mom have this kind of conversation over and over again. It's happened over the years. And the family, it's interesting watching the sister just sit there. It's like, And the dad was like, yeah, y'all go outside. We just going to sit here. So apparently dad and the sister have been sitting by the side watching this the whole time. This is like, this is Sunday.
Yeah. Well, but I thought it was interesting when the mom and Charity are outside and the mom's been saying, look, I'm not going to make the decision for you. You have to. I'm not going to compare the two guys. I don't think that's right. And Charity says, well, they knew what they signed up for.
Right.
And that her mom could tell her who she liked best. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, Charity, you knew what you signed up for.
Right.
You should have needed your mom to make this decision for you. You pick who you want and you rock with it.
And her mom at that point goes continues with the whole thing, like questioning her being in love with two people. Thinks, look, you know what you want. It's your decision. And she's like, no, I don't know what I want. You do.
Yeah.
Her mom, look, her mom told us everything in that moment. And I thought it was a great mother-daughter interaction, in the sense of you got to see that was Charity when she was five. Mm-hmm. And you see they've had this interaction for a long time. And this but this goes back to what she said when she first came on. She said she needs to be decisive. She already knew what was about to happen.
Well, she did, especially when Charity picked up on the fact that they liked Joey over Dotton. So then mm-hmm. she wanted to go into sell mode of mm-hmm. why Dotton's great. And then wanted the family to like come to her side of it. Just, mm-hmm. hey, they liked Joey over Dotton. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal.
Yeah, because you know, she did have a very, I don't want to say visceral reaction, but she did have, she definitely had a negative reaction when they weren't praising Dotton as much as they were praising Joey.
Right, right.
You can see that.
Yeah, you can see that. She's like, oh, crap.
And that's why, and her mom noticed that and was like, no, what I'm not going to do is give names. I'm not going to tell you anything else. That's it. And you got to respect it. They get down to the last dates and very uneventful, except for really the gifts that they give, right? What'd you think of it when with Joey, because he gave it a spot from the poem from the poems on the spot on their date in New Orleans. What'd you think?
Nice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I thought it was nice. I feel like at this point, there's nothing you could do.
Yes.
That's going to sway her one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Whether he got her a poem or whether he flew in someone to sing and perform live for her. It's not going to sway her one way or the other. So I don't think it really mattered. But I like how Joey wanted to hear what the family thought mm-hmm. of him. And you notice like Charity wasn't like, oh, my God, they loved you. She she didn't want to overhype it because she knew it, just because they really liked you over Dotton. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to make a different decision.
Which had she at least done that, he wouldn't have been saying the things he said at the end of the day. Like, you know, this is the best he's felt in the whole process. And there's no doubt he's going to propose. I've got my knee pads and put them on in my suit and ready to go. I'm going to get down on one knee. And he was confident about that. Then we get to Dotton's last date. And Dotton, by the end of it, he said he's confident, but he's nervous. He said I think this is the most unsure he felt, because during this date, she actually brought up Joey. He's like, this is the first time she's ever brought up any other guy on our date. What the hell's going on?
Mm. Well, I guess what he felt to win her over was, let me show you my green card again.
The minute he pulled that out, I'm like, oh, here goes Terrell again.
Let me show you my green card again, huh?
The green card, which is actually pink. It says resident alien. It looks like it comes from the movie Men in Black. Yes, I had one too.
I'm just like, why do you keep bringing that up? We get it. You're legal. We get it.
I just want you to know, I don't have to leave.
Yeah, he feels like, show me your papers.
I'm good. I can still work.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably got a citizenship now, so he can vote too. The only thing you can't do with the resident alien card is vote. So,
yeah.
So at least he's showing.
And then he breaks out the locket with the baby pictures, which I'm just like, did I not call it when they had that movie date with the driver, little baby? Yep. I'm like, how'd they get all that?
Well, he printed it from the movie screen.
Yeah. Oh, he was really stalking her social media.
Well, you know what's up next? Engagement day. And Charity, of course, the first person she runs into is Jesse and tells how hard it is being in love with two people.
Yeah. So hard. Equally. Equally in love with two people. I could say yes to either one of them. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Joey's the first one to get out. And You noticed something immediately when he stepped out.
Yeah, the crowd. So Joey steps out, they scroll, they see it's him. The crowd's like, oh, because they know it's not going to be him.
Right.
Right. Because always the one who wins is the last one you pick. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought the live reactions from the crowd was hilarious.
It was hilarious, but then, you know, I think there was also joy from some of the Bachelor contestants and or hopefuls. And because they're like, yes, that guy. But we said this from the get-go. It can't be that the Bachelor is going to be Xavier, Aaron, or Dotton. Right. They're not going to do the back-to-back Black Bachelorette, Black Bachelor. It's not going to happen.
No.
So Joey gets to the altar. He's the only person there that doesn't know he's not going to get a chance to propose. Because we're all watching like, yeah, well, this is about to be awkward. What'd you think of the way he went through and the way that Charity kicked him in the nuts?
I'm just thinking to myself, how does she let him go through this whole spiel?
Right.
Knowing that she's going to say no. Like, as soon as he started, she should have been like, hey, you know, pull a Kanye. Hey, Joey, I'm going to let you finish.
Don's about to have the best speech
ever. Yeah. I mean, just shut it down. Right there. Don't even let him do it. But I guess you have to do it for the show and for the ratings. So I thought that sucked.
Well, here's the thing about it. They say you have to do it for the show, for the ratings. But the minute he stepped out and they panned up, we already knew he wasn't the guy.
Right.
So why prolong it? I know they had 3 hours to fill, but why prolong it?
Well, as Trace World 2 says, production. they need more footage. Yeah. They need more drama. Right? So that's why you do that. Which to me, I just think that's the blow to the gut. Like you're doing all this on national TV. She knows she's going to say no. But she's just smiling and just,
And then when she turns him, when she lets him down, she starts bawling. His eyes get red. But then what really irritated the crap out of me was as they're walking back and she's walking him out to the van to get your ass and then get on before my man gets here, is her sniffling. Like, Jesus Christ. Can we turn the mic down just a little bit, please?
I'm watching Joey's in the car. I'm like, come on, Joey, keep it together. Don't shed no tears. Don't shed no tears for this one, Joey. Keep it together, not on camera.
And 25 women are waiting for you.
You really won, Joey. You don't realize it, but you really won. It's gonna feel like you lost today. You win it. So of course they gotta, you know, have a nice little break for makeup to come in and, you know, get Charity made back up and not look like she's been crying. Mm-hmm. And then Dotton gets to come out.
I'll be honest with you. We already knew what was going to happen. And I did not watch this live. I hit that fast forward button so fast on Hulu and got past it. What happened?
Well, Dotton got down on 1D and looked down at Charity.
Now that we're almost face to face.
Yeah. And propose. I mean, I knew it was going to happen too. It wasn't anything that exciting to watch from that. They seem really happy for Charity. I hope it winds up working out for both of them. But then when Joey and Jesse got to sit down, that's when Jesse's like, the most gut-wrenching breakup in Bachelorette history.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, okay, that's because they probably cut off the last part. He said, you know, Bachelorette history this season.
Tonight.
In the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, in this episode. The most gut-wrenching breakup this episode.
What'd you think of Joey and Charity's interaction on stage?
I felt like it was kind of, I don't want to say scripted, but it's almost like, hey, you're about to go on your show. You're going to do, like, there's more of a friends and I went through this. You're about to go through this.
Yeah.
I could be here for you from that. You know, I wasn't expecting Joey to ask her, well, why? Mm-hmm. You know, and like she was going to tell him.
Right.
You know, but, so.
And the time has passed. I think if it was the day after, he probably would have asked why. Time has passed. It's been months. I think he's past that. He's got 25 reasons to move on. As at the end of the show, as expected, they announced him as the new Bachelor. You and I predicted this part already. And mm-hmm. sure enough, at the end of the show, they did. They didn't do it while he was sitting there with Charity, but did it at the end of the show, obviously. Mm-hmm. And since we're here, we might as well just, you know, get to that part where he's the new Bachelor. And great. Good luck. We won't be watching.
No. I'll keep an eye on the headlines on the news just to see what happened, but I'm not going to watch the show. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't it be funny if him and that one girl in the audience that they said is going to be on The Bachelor that's also mm-hmm. from Hawaii,
right?
If that winds up being who he's picking.
Mm.
Then that would be interesting.
It would be interesting. I think it's more than likely that she gets eliminated first night, even though they did give her a card, and that card, don't open it till you get to the house. And I'm like, really? Unless they go into the house the next day, that's mean as hell.
She's got to open the card.
Yeah. You know what it is.
Based all of us would open the card. There's no way I'm going to wait until we start taping.
Where's my super glue?
Finally.
Yeah. I can reseal this. And you know what? They're like, it's something that we've never done before. So she gets the first one-on-one date or the first rose. It's one of the two. It's yeah. Well, I would say this, though. Good luck to them on that, because next we got to see the happy couple who've been hiding in the wings for a while, and Dotton and Charity come out. Did you notice Jesse asking Charity's mom, well, you know, so how do you feel about it? She goes, well, I've gotten to know Dotton a little bit better. I'm happy. Almost felt like she knew now. Charity was going to pick Dotton. Didn't want to influence her to pick Joey, which is why she wouldn't give her opinion. But she's like, yeah, I really don't like this dude, but whatever.
Right. Yeah, you know, she's fine. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Charity made her choice. They're going to run with it. So it seems like the family's happy. Charity and Dotton seem happy. Mm-hmm. And then
going to Greece.
Going to Greece.
Yes.
Right? Not Disneyland. Forget Disneyland. We're going to Greece.
Yep.
So they can have a nice little getaway.
Question. How many times in Greece is Dotton going to be asked, hey, what team do you play for?
Yeah. Tell Giannis we said hi.
Like, I don't know him.
Of course you do. Y'all play together, right? No? Milwaukee Bucks? No?
I seen you on TV. I know you playing in the NBA.
So I'm glad they get to go to Greece. That's going to be pretty dope. Mm-hmm. And then also, because I know Charity was only on the show to find love. She went on The Bachelor.
To find
love. That didn't work out. And then they made her the Bachelorette because all she really wants in the day is to find love.
Yes.
But then now she also gets to go on Dancing with the Stars.
Well, she's got a love for dancing. Leave her alone.
Yeah. You got to keep that reality stuff going. Keep that reality money coming in, because Dotton gave up a whole lot financially to be on this show. So she's trying to recoup.
Yeah. And he'll be there cheering. Well, you know, she is good for the camera. She's good for the ratings for them, right? So that's why they're constantly, all right, well, let's put on another show. Then, hey, don't be surprised next year. And now on the nightly news, ABC Nightly News, Charity.
You can't have her do that, because they'd have guests on the show, like, you know, talking about their case that they're going to court for, this tragedy that's happened in their life, this hurricane that came through, and she's just gonna be like, mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't care. Yeah. She's gonna have to work on that if she's gonna go on the news.
Yeah, indeed. Season's over. Are we happy? I mean, you're silly. we both predicted this. We predicted Dotton to be the guy.
Right.
Joey to be the Bachelor.
Right.
I mean, you know what? They rushed through it, but it was still good.
Overall, good. They rushed through it, which made it a little bit easier to digest, but good for the most part. Had some good little action in there, little testosterone flare-ups here and there. it was fine, but glad that it's over, ready to look forward to the next thing.
Now, Trace World 2 says, I figured out why they rushed it. It's because there's a lead. When the lead is black, there's a huge ratings drop. I haven't seen the stats on it, but I actually wouldn't doubt it. And as to her being on Dancing with the Stars, this is something that obviously neither you or I know. Two bachelorettes have won Dancing with the Stars, and if you make it to the finale, you become a millionaire. It's something else I've never watched, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, and no, we are not going to recap. Let's just go ahead and shut that down right now. We're not going to recap.
Let's make this
clear. Dancing with the Stars.
It's not going to happen. I will say, so Karen asked, when are we reviewing the ultimatum? It drops tomorrow. We won't be reviewing it tomorrow, but we'll definitely put it out because I think there are a number of episodes dropping, and so we'll roll out how we're going to do that. But that's going to be coming up in the next couple of days. Give you a couple of days to watch those episodes, and then we'll be on and ready to get, well, you know, I don't know. We'll pick the day and we'll let you guys know. We'll look for the notification. Easy way. Hit the bell for notifications. If you're not subscribed, make sure you subscribe. So therefore, you know when when we're going to be doing these reviews. But those are coming up. And of course, our regular episodes out there as well, too. So,
yeah. So be looking forward to it. We're going to have some fun. Ultimatum, I love the Netflix ones because you can watch three episodes and then boom, we don't have to wait a week.
Netflix created a binge watch, and now we're all binge watch addicts, and therefore, you like, there are times if it's a good season, I'm like, you know what, I'll just wait. I'll watch it all at one time. I'll spend a weekend and watch the show. And so, but yeah, Ultimatum we have, and then of course, Married at First Sight, they haven't announced the date yet, at least not that I've seen. I've been checking, I haven't seen Mavs fan pop up with a date for us yet. But as soon as that comes, we're heading to Denver.
I'm curious about this Denver one. Some of the characters look a little interesting.
Aren't they always, though?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.